Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back on a Monday morning. It is the 22nd day of December, a few minutes after 6 a.m. The good news for me, Kim, is with all this great weather, I won't have to bundle up when I'm grabbing those last-minute gifts.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, it's true. You got a beautiful couple of days. A little chilly out there this morning. Going to have to use the heater and the heated seats if you've got those. But by this afternoon, it's going to be in the mid-50s. It was in the mid-40s yesterday. 70s. On Christmas Day, mid-70s, it's going to be amazing.
But I wonder how many people are excited about this compared to how many people are angry that it's not going to be a white Christmas or at least feel like Christmas.
It's not going to feel like Christmas when it's at where you're going to feel like you're in Florida, right?
I remember it was warm a few years ago, though. I remember being outside for Christmas and my nieces and nephews playing around in the yard.
I'll have to admit, I like the beach. I went to Florida one time years ago when my oldest two children were little, and they were, of course, worried if we weren't home how Santa was going to find us. And it was, you know, it was nice to be able to be in shorts and T-shirts on the beach, but you were on a beach. So when I'm home, I expect it to be cold, so you can have a fire and you can all stay inside around the Christmas tree and drink eggnog.
Bourbon, eggnog. I forgot about eggnog.
Yeah. Are you an eggnog fan?
Oh, yeah. Are you?
I can drink it. I can tolerate a little bit of it. How about you, Ethan?
Pass.
A little too sweet?
No, I just didn't like it.
Just the consistency?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Probably a consistency thing.
Yeah, texture. People are weird about texture.
Yeah, it's true. It's very true. So whatever your cocktail of choice is, it's usually something that's going to warm you up because it's cold outside. But now you may need a cold beer on Christmas Day.
Well, you know what? Churches are happy because they don't have to worry about the snow causing issues for Christmas Eve service.
Yeah, the services will be packed, no doubt about that, for sure. Well, we're glad you're with us. We got plenty of stuff to get to. We'll get to our friend Hans von Spakovsky coming up in just a few minutes. We've got Nicole Murray. Of course, is going to get us a check of business here at the bottom of the hour. A pretty good week for the markets last week. Dan Buck is going to join us with his thoughts on Christmas. Tonight's the night I told you we're going to do that thing where we kind of go out and surprise somebody and bless them a little bit with sort of a big tip after a few cocktails. And we're looking forward to that. That was Dan's idea, by the way, to get a group of guys together to get to start doing that and kind of start it as a tradition. So we're going to do that tonight. We'll talk to Dan about it about 7:35. And Kurt Schwab is going to join us later. He's former St. Louisan. He lives in Texas now, just outside of Dallas, in one of those redrawn congressional districts. And he's running in the 2026 a race. There is the Republican. There's a couple other people in the primary, and this is Kurt has run before, I think, maybe in a different district, or maybe it was this district before it was redrawn, but very different circumstances now because the district is no longer blue. Big implications down there in Texas. We're going to check in with Kurt at about 8:20 this morning. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
If Candace Owens decides to spend every day since the murder of Charlie Kirk to spew absolutely baseless trash, implicating everyone from French intelligence to Mossad to members of TPUSA in Charlie's murder or a cover-up in that murder, then we, as people with a microphone, have a moral obligation to call that out by name.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro not taking any prisoners this weekend in his speech at AmFest down in Arizona. He called out Tucker Carlson. He called out Nick Fuentes. He called out Candace Owens. And, of course, Tucker was there in the wings waiting to talk next. So they had a little back and forth at each other. We'll get to more of that through the show.
When people say, you know, let's impeach Bondi, let's impeach Robert F. Kennedy, let's impeach Trump or whomever, I say, bring me some Republicans and we can have a conversation. Otherwise, what happens is what happened the other day to Al Green. You get up on the floor and then the whole thing is shot down immediately.
Jamie Raskin, he's mad. He's mad because you know why they're mad? Because they demanded the release of the Epstein files. And so far, everything that's been released has pictures of Bill Clinton all over it. And for some reason, he thinks Bondi is holding back that treasure trove of photos of Donald Trump. So he's demanding that they get everything else that Bondi has. And he's willing to try to impeach somebody over it if need be.
So I'm not for confiscating these liners. I'm not for blowing up these boats of unarmed people that are suspected of being drug dealers. I'm not for any of this.
Come on, Rand, grow a pair. I'm sorry. Rand Paul there is mad now that we're apparently we're in pursuit of a third oil tanker flying under a false flag that has absolutely been taunting the law, and we're about to get our third one. Hopefully we're throwing all of this in the National Strategic Reserve for a rainy day.
And so everybody on my roster is being called. I had a dad call me and say that, and I called the head coaches at their schools, that this school and this school and this school called, and they are offering this much money.
Wow. Eli Drinkwitz, thank you, Kim St. Ange, for pointing out that interview to me this morning. Complaining about NIL. And God bless you, Coach Drink, for standing up and speaking out on the utter nonsense that's going on in college football these days. And that's what happened with Bo Prabula. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, 100%.
Some other programs saw that he was a good quarterback, and they called up and offered him more money. And these kids have no allegiance to any school. They're going to go to the highest bidder. It's like the NFL, but with no rules. There's no rules. They're not under contract. They're 1099 employees. Coach Drink's complaining about this, and I don't blame them. The roster turnover must be outrageous.
He says there's a lot of coaches discussing it. They're frustrated. He says like he understands the national sentiment because of the salary ranges of head coaches. He's like, look, it feels like we're complaining. We're not. We're trying to sound the warning bells. He says there's a warning that the system that we're in is really sick right now. College football is sick. It's showing signs of this thing really cracking moving forward.
Yeah.
Direct quote from him.
He's absolutely right. He's mad about this, and I don't blame him, and I've complained about it from the beginning. Put some legal language in these deals that say if you agree to come here, you sign on the dotted line, It's a legal contract. You have to stay for 2 years. Or if we offer you more money, you have to stay for 3 years. But your commitment is to this program, not the highest bidder. It's killing college athletics. As soon as you get a team that starts to gel, the one or two really good players get drawn away by these bigger programs. Don't get mad at me, Mizzou fans. Don't. For saying that, but if a kid is playing at Mizzou and the coach at Ohio State or maybe Alabama calls up and says, you could be a starter here, it's on a bigger stage. They're going. You're not going to be able to stop them because they don't have any pride in their program. This is what else Drinkwitz had to say about this.
Athletics. Is it going to be better because they participated in college athletics, or could they be in a tougher situation? And, you know, that a lot of us got into college athletics because we wanted to help young men grow and develop. And I think we're still doing that mission, but it's getting really hard because you used to talk about, you know, Coach Saban used to talk about all the time creating value for yourself. And when he talked about it, he wasn't just talking about value for the NFL. He was talking about creating value for yourself with a college degree. And we've lost that aspect of it. And these guys are going to create tremendous value for themselves playing the game of football, and that's awesome. And we love I love that these guys are getting paid. I love that last week these guys with their own money went out and bought gifts for Coyote Hill. I love that. That's awesome. But my job also is to look at them in 3 or 4 years down the road and how many of them are in a better position because they played football if they've transferred four times. And you know, that's just the system that we've created. Not all freedom is good freedom.
Wow, he's absolutely right.
100%.
He's absolutely right. There are kids coming out of high school getting paid $400,000 a year in NIL money to be an offensive lineman with no prospects of ever playing in the NFL and zero training on how to handle that money. And I had it personally relayed to me that one of them had to call a friend and ask for a loan because they had already blown all of the $400,000 they were given.
Yeah, because you're not teaching Gone. Financial literacy. You're just None. Saying, here's a bunch of money. It's just, yeah,
it's
I really don't like NIL.
That's what it's done. Thank you, Coach Drink, for speaking out about it. All right, quick break. We'll get to Hans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Does Clinton owe the public an explanation about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein?
You know, I actually haven't tracked what President Clinton has said, and if there are unanswered questions, you know, he should address them, and I suspect he will. But let's just make sure that we meet the promise that President Trump made as a candidate that all these files will be released.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
We've got Hans on the line this morning, and Tim Kaine, the senator there, the last thing he wanted to talk about was the fact that most of the photos released so far have Bill Clinton in them and not Donald Trump. Hans, what say you?
Well, why is anybody surprised? After all, Bill Clinton is the president in recent memory whose entire presidency was marred by the fact that he was having an affair with an intern in the White House.
Yes.
Why is anybody surprised about that? It's exactly what you would think, given that he was associating with Epstein. At this point, Bill Clinton is no longer in public life doing anything significant. Epstein is dead. A lot of what's going on with the release of these Epstein files is just, it's people trying to dig up scandals we have a lot more serious problems that we're facing.
Yeah. No, I would agree. The dispute seems to be over documents they got marked that were redacted. There was a document that was 7 pages long that was titled Masseuses, and everything on all 7 pages was redacted. So the left is now claiming, well, Pam Bondi must have done that to protect Donald Trump or somebody, right? That's the insinuation.
On the other hand, they might have been doing it to protect women who were hired to actually just be masseuses, but who everyone will think were doing something else, and perhaps they were trying to protect their privacy.
Yes.
Or the privacy of victims who were being mentioned in that.
Well, because some lawmakers are going as far as to try to impeach Bondi over this. But Hans, to your point, I mean, my guess would be, yeah, they're doing it to protect the victims. And legally, wouldn't they have to do that?
Yes, I think they do. I think they're required to do it. In fact, I think the bill, the statute that got passed on the release of the Epstein files requires them to protect the privacy of many of the individuals who were mentioned, particularly those who are potentially victims.
Hans, I have to ask you about this story out of Georgia this morning. And here's the headline. 5 years too late, Georgia admits that it illegally certified 315,000 ballots in the 2020 election, handing Joe Biden a win by just 11,779 votes. And the article suggests that's not a small detail, that it was a breach of democratic accountability, and they've denied it for 5 years, and just now they're admitting it.
Look, I agree. I can't think of a more serious violation of the integrity of the election process than what they are now talking about down there. And by the way, if you look deeply in that report, there are indications that, in fact, there were ballots that were counted more than once.
Wow.
Those very same ballots. Now, look, there's no excusing this. It was a serious breach, like I said, of the security of the election process there. But remember, even if it meant that Biden was incorrectly declared the winner in Georgia, that still would not have affected the outcome of the 2020 election, because Donald Trump would have had to have the election results reversed in about half a dozen states. That doesn't excuse that misbehavior or the fact that they have been fighting to prevent this from being revealed for 5 years.
Yeah. Where was Brad Raffensperger? He had to have been aware of this and has kind of, I don't know if he covered it up or has been in denial of it. And the governor down there, I'm just so disappointed in all of them. Switching gears here for just a minute to the Supreme Court. The New York Times has a headline talking about how the Supreme Court's ruling on mail-in ballots could affect voters. Hundreds of thousands of Americans in rural and urban areas could see their votes rejected if the Supreme Court decides the wrong way in this case. Is that pending? Are we expecting that sooner rather than later?
We haven't gotten a decision yet. They took up a case that involves states allowing absentee ballots to come in after Election Day. And, you know, contrary to the New York Times, that's a recent phenomenon.
Yes.
You know, but folks didn't have any problems getting their absentee ballots in before Election Day, before all of a sudden all these liberal groups in blue states and others started saying, oh, no. You've got to allow ballots to come in after Election Day, and like in Illinois, I think it's up to 2 weeks after Election Day. That's a violation of federal law, and I don't think people will have any problems getting their ballots in or going and voting in person if the Supreme Court rules what I consider to be the right way, which is say ballots have got to be in by Election Day.
It makes sense. The wording is pretty clear. Hans, listen, yeah. Have yourself a great Christmas, and thank you so much for all you do for us all year long.
And Merry Christmas to you, all your listeners, and it's always just great to be on your show.
Well, we certainly appreciate you, sir. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow there with the Heritage Foundation. Always great to get him on every Monday morning. All right, Nicole Murray coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get some news headlines for you and get an update on the markets heading into Christmas week. Back in just a minute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW.
This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yes, I love this. Outside. It's cold outside, baby. It's not politically correct. Oh, Merry Christmas. We're kind of in that week and that season, and we wish all of you the very best, of course. Kim, I don't feel excluded by the tall people meetup. I think that's interesting, though, because I know people that have a hang-up about marrying someone taller than them.
Yeah, that's usually
like
what women
men.
Want.
What's that?
Yeah, women usually want someone who's taller than them. They can be, quote unquote, shorter, but they just need to be taller than them.
And I've had the conversation with men who want to date a woman who's shorter than them. They don't want the woman to be taller. I'm like, well, what if they're the same height as you, but occasionally they wear heels? Who cares? Who cares? So did the tall person meet up? Was it a dating opportunity? Is that what this was?
It said it was an opportunity for tall people to connect, socialize, and build a community, because apparently a lot of tall people feel like outliers in everyday social settings due to their height. So this was an event aimed at promoting visibility and belonging for tall people here in St. Louis.
I guess they'll be...
Hey, tall people, reach out to us on our text line, 314-241-9797. Do you feel like an outlier in everyday social settings?
No kidding. Do people always ask if you played basketball or how the air is up there?
Is that offensive when they ask
you if you
played
basketball? You know they do.
It's the only people who were invited were men taller than 6 feet and women taller than 5'8", because they're considered to be tall by AmericanTall.com height standards. Now, my question is, did they get like a list? How do they have a list of people who meet that criteria?
I would think 6 feet is pretty average.
No, 5'9" is average.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. I just always thought that
for men
to be considered tall, you had to be 6'3" or 6'4" as a man, and probably 6 feet tall as a woman. So,
well, 6 feet as a woman is definitely tall.
I guess
tall.
I was wrong.
I'm 5'4", and that they say that's average.
5'4" is average for a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Would you think it's short?
No, I mean, I think my wife's 5'7", maybe, but I don't I don't consider her tall,
well,
necessarily.
I call her tall because she's 3 inches taller than
yeah,
me.
That's
but
true.
Of course, she would not have invited to the tall person party.
She'll appreciate the fact that you look up to her.
Literally,
thank you. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Do we have Nicole? All right, let's get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, where would you fit into the tall person meeting there, meet up? Would you make it?
So I'm 5'6", so
okay.
I would not make the cutoff.
No, you
but
wouldn't.
No.
Do you feel discriminated against because you wouldn't be invited to the tall person party?
A little bit. As someone who's so single and needs all the help she can get, how is there a dating event that I'm not invited to?
Well, we could just start like an average height party. We'll go to
Sounds
that.
Like
would
a
you,
plan.
Have you dated someone, a male shorter than you?
I have.
You have, and didn't bother
yes.
you?
No, it doesn't. I understand wanting someone who's taller, who maybe can do like a little bit of a bear hug. Like, I think it goes back to something of like feeling, like seriously, feeling safer or
yeah,
something
protected.
Like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, but no, but I've dated someone shorter than me before.
Okay, how much shorter are we talking about? Would you date someone who is 4 inches shorter than you?
I think he was 4 or 5 inches shorter,
really?
Yeah.
Nicole,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you know, I'm glad that he was willing to look at someone who was taller than him, and you too.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. The chemistry was there. So, you know, what are you going to do about it?
I never had that hang up, but at the end of the day, I still ended up, you know, I'm 3 inches taller than my wife, I guess. So, didn't matter.
Yeah, I know just a lot of people who want that.
Yeah, interesting. So what's going on out there? I know last week ended on a pretty good note, right? Because of the inflation rates and the jobless rates coming in at the right place.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to it. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 183. The NASDAQ up 301. The S&P 500 up 59. Schlafly Beer, the region's oldest craft brewer, has announced its new CEO, with longtime brewmaster James Otto Ottolini taking over company leadership. Ottolini has worked with Schlafly in various roles for over 24 years and was one of the company's first employees, joining as a brewer in 1992. Italy's competition authority said it has fined U.S. technology giant Apple and two of its divisions more than $115 million over alleged abuse of their dominant position in the mobile app market. The watchdog opened the probe into the technology giant in May of 2023, claiming the company penalized third-party app developers by imposing a more restrictive privacy policy on them from April of 2021. James Cameron's Avatar Fire and Ash has fired up a $345 million global opening. Of that, $257 million is from the international box office. The three Avatar films have now earned over $5.6 billion to date. New data says that artificial intelligence was responsible for almost 55,000 layoffs in the U.S. in 2025. Challenger Gray and Christmas reports that overall job cuts topped 1 million in 2025, the highest level since 2020. CBS News has pulled a 60 Minutes report on an El Salvador prison just hours before its scheduled broadcast, saying it would air at a future time. A CBS News spokesperson said in an email that the segment needed additional reporting. And finally, researchers in Sweden found that people who consumed 20 grams or more of high-fat cream or high-fat cheese daily had a 16% lower risk of dementia than those who consumed none.
High-fat cheese?
High-fat cream or high-fat cheeses, yes.
Aren't all cheeses pretty high-fat?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it?
I love cheese, but my husband puts me to shame. Like, we'll get like a bag of shredded cheese, and I'm like, all right, please don't eat this because it's for a recipe. I'll go the next day in the fridge, and it's gone.
Wow. Like, Michael. Just the shredded cheese.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like
loves,
dropping it in
loves
his mouth.
Him some cheese, like a human mouse.
Oh, absolutely. That stuff's delicious. I do the same thing. By the handful.
No kidding.
I used to just melt it on a plate, and that was good.
I love burnt cheese. Like, ew. If you're going to make a grilled cheese, you got to let the cheese melt over the edges and get a little dark.
A little crispy.
A little crispy. So good.
You put some mayonnaise, just to make it fatter. You put, instead of like butter, people will put mayonnaise on the bread.
On a grilled cheese?
Yeah. You toast it with the mayonnaise, then you slop on all the cheese, and then, of course, you have your mustard, and it, you know, it's probably absolutely terrible for you, but it's amazing. Oh, yeah. People use mayo all the time. You guys are looking at me like I have four heads.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, it was the whole mustard thing that threw.
I love mayonnaise.
Mustard on a grilled cheese is totally normal.
Really?
No, it's not.
What are you guys talking about?
No, it's not.
What do you guys? AB normal.
No. What do you put on your grilled cheese? You eat it plain?
Butter? Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Butter. But cheese.
But yeah, but you have to dip it in something.
Maybe tomato soup. I could see that argument.
I can't believe this is not a known thing.
No, it's not. You weirdo.
Maybe your parents brought this from like the East Coast or something.
Oh,
what do you think?
By the way,
don't blame the East Coast for this.
Cynthia is saying, yes, mayo on grilled cheese.
Well, I'll have to try it now that you brought it up. I never thought of it before. I love mayonnaise.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, that's funny. Everybody's got their own unique tastes when it comes to food like that. But
yeah, I guess so.
Did you ever have one of those? Remember when it was a thing when at the state fairs and everything, they were doing the hamburgers, but the buns were Krispy Kreme donuts cut in half, and like the burger was served on the Krispy Kreme donut?
Oh, that's too much for me.
Yeah, that's gross.
I don't like doing the savory and sweet together personally.
Okay.
That's why. Why? Are you about that?
Oh, you kidding me? Have you seen me lately?
Dive in face first.
Do you know Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation?
Who,
did you ever see Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not one of my favorite shows, but
Mark is Ron Swanson.
Come on.
Loves a good steak, loves bourbon.
Absolutely.
Live in the
high life.
Hates
big government.
Generally speaking.
Oh, you're doing great.
Hey, listen, are you in Wednesday?
I am in Wednesday.
All right. Well, I'm not.
Mark
so Merry
us,
Christmas
but
to you.
Ethan and I are in.
Aw, Merry Christmas, Mark.
Yeah.
I hope you're
you.
Not on the naughty list.
Well, thank you very much. Me too.
Yeah, we'll see.
You too.
Yeah, no, we'll see. We'll see, man. It's been a year.
That's awesome. Well, have a good one, Nicole.
Thanks
Thank you
so much, guys.
All right, yeah, appreciate that. That's good.
My name is Ron Swanson, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about the miserable, screwed-up world of local government.
There you go. Do you agree with that, Ethan? Do you totally say that Mark Cox is Ron Swanson?
I mean, I can see it, yes.
What's the actor's name, Nick Offerman?
Oh, he's
Offerman.
A raging liberal.
We're the polar opposite, the actor and I, but the character, yeah, I could see that a little bit.
By the way, people, not to go back to our mayo chat, but people are saying yes to the mayo.
I know, they're all about it.
Really?
I know, and someone even said that mustard was good. I don't know who LaserDog80 is on YouTube, but thank you, LaserDog. Mustard is good on grilled cheese.
Mayo on an egg and melted cheese sandwich. Now, I've never had egg and well, I guess I've had an egg sandwich like that. I don't think of that as a grilled cheese, though. So, maybe.
People are agreeing with me. I'm just saying. Try it. Try it before you hate it.
Stranger things have happened.
No.
No kidding. An update on Jeannie, the woman from the Target store that got berated by the nasty left-wing liberal woman who confronted her in the store. That woman got fired, and Jeannie is living the high life these days. We're going to talk about that in other news coming up in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Benny, I hope you don't mind, but I brought a special guest to come celebrate AmFest with us.
Oh, you mean America's Target grandmother?
Grandma Jeannie is in the house.
Yeah, America's new grandmother, the lady from the Target store who got berated by that crazy lunatic liberal lady. Guess what they've done for her? So here she is working at Target. She's been there for 7 years, you know, minding her own business. She wears a Charlie Kirk shirt to work, and this nut comes in and starts chewing her out, right? Dropping F-bombs on her and everything for daring to wear a Christian shirt that says freedom on it. So somebody started a Give, Send, Go program for her. The initial goal was $200,000. They met that by the 18th, so 5 days ago it had already met its goal. They've raised the goal to $300,000, and as of right now, the balance is $283,447.
Oh, my gosh. And I bet after her whole AmFest appearance, that will just skyrocket.
It probably did after her appearance this weekend at AmFest. I don't know what it was a couple days ago, but now it's up to almost $300,000.
I wonder what happened to the girl who berated her.
I think she got fired. I heard she got fired.
She probably should have gotten fired. I hope people aren't making death threats because I bet that's happening too.
It could have.
I'm sure. Did you hear that Donald Trump signed an executive order declaring Christmas Eve and December 26th as federal holidays?
I did hear that.
So obviously that means that federal...
Whoops, sorry.
That obviously means that federal employees, so the banks will be closed. I mean, does that mean that more companies would consider giving their staff off those days?
It's a little late, Kim. We're working.
I'm just saying. I mean, is that something they'd look at?
I don't know. So what days were it? Was it Christmas Eve?
Obviously, Christmas Day is already a federal holiday. Right, but yes, Christmas Eve and the day after, so December 26th, are now federal holidays.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess it might encourage some of them. Usually what most of them do is they pick and choose, right?
Right.
Most companies, they don't give you all of them, but they'll replace it with something else.
Yes.
So I don't know. Could be. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
We're putting it out there.
All right. So I got to tell you, this makes me very happy. And if you work at Menards and you're in management there, that's what I have to say to you.
Wow.
There's been a multi-million-dollar settlement reached with Menards because I love driving by there and seeing the 11% rebate deal, right? But they changed it in recent years. So I was there I don't know, a month and a half ago, and the purchase I made ended up being $100 and some dollars. And I'm like, well, what the heck? They got 11% on everything. I'm going to go ahead and you have to fill out a little piece of paper. You have to tear off part of the receipt and mail all of it off. And then like 6 weeks later, your $14 is supposed to come in the mail, right? I mean, okay. It's stupid, but I'm like, if they're offering this, I'm going to take them up on it because a lot of people probably don't. I got my rebate check last week. You know what it is? It's in-store credit only.
Yeah, it's wow.
Years ago, they'd send you a check for $14, and now it's in-store credit only. And somebody has sued them here. I guess the state of Illinois said that they got a settlement that resolves claims that the company deceptively marketed the merchandise credit check program, commonly known as the Menards 11% rebate.
Good.
Yeah.
It is really deceiving, and that's annoying. When you get a rebate, you expect it to be a check.
I wanted a check for it, and instead all I got was some kind of, you know, and I'll use it. I'll find something to use it on, but still, I should be able to use it wherever I want. It's a rebate.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Remember the days where you'd be able to go to the actual gate at the airport and wait for your loved one?
Those were the days.
I remember that as a kid when my dad would go on work trips. Well, apparently that might be making a comeback, believe it or not. So the Oakland-San Francisco Bay Airport in California announced that this week that it will be introducing guest passes for non-passengers. Now, there are a few hoops you have to jump through. So you have to go online, apply for security clearance up to 7 days in advance of the day that you want to go to the airport. So you have to fill out this form. The TSA will then approve the visit by sending a guest pass. And then it says non-passengers have to present that pass along with a TSA-approved photo ID, such as a passport or a real ID. And then you would be able to go to the gate without a boarding pass. Well, like, somebody like a parent who has a kid who wants to see their dad leave.
I remember as a child waiting for my aunt. She would fly in from California dramatically, like the day before Christmas, and we would all go to the airport to greet her, and we'd all walk down to the runway and wait for her to get off the plane and give her big hugs and kisses. I mean, to where the walkway you get onto the plane. What do you call it? To the gate. And we'd wait for
I never went on the runway.
We'd wait for her to come off the runway, and we'd all hug her and kiss her. And then 9/11 happened, and you couldn't do that anymore. And I was a little sad about it at first, but now we're so used to just waiting outside in the terminal. Does it really make a difference that your loved one has to walk, you know, 400 more feet to you?
What if you get there an hour early, then you can spend that hour with your loved one? Wouldn't that make the waiting period a lot better?
I don't know. Maybe.
Ethan says no.
It seems like a hassle to me to have to do that.
I don't need more people there with me.
So there's a story out there that I honestly question how this could possibly be true. This is in the Daily Mail. Here's the headline. Forget Florida. Retirees are ditching golf and sun for New York.
Yeah, right.
No way.
There's not a chance in hell this is possible. But it says that the people are moving to New York City. And its surrounding metro are ranked number 2 on a list of top retirement destinations in the U.S. Like, who the hell could afford to retire there?
I can't imagine.
Truly. Also, it said something about it being, I just saw it being age-friendly. I'm sorry, do most people who are in their, 80s want to be walking around New York, riding the subway, dealing with huge crowds?
Here's what the real estate agent in New York said. Well, you know, if you're in an apartment building with a doorman, sometimes a garage, it's tremendously valuable as people age.
Yeah, there's half the time not even an elevator, so you're walking up like 20 flights of stairs.
I can't imagine how expensive it must be to buy a piece of property in New York.
I refuse to believe
that. It'd be a lot cheaper in Florida,
yeah,
I would think.
No. Yeah. Well, there's one of my favorite Christmas movies is Home Alone. You have to watch it every year. There's a home builder in Utah who's built an exact replica of the house, that classic home in Home Alone.
Why? Didn't they just sell the real one just
exists.
Sell?
Yeah.
You can just go to Chicago and see the real
yeah.
one.
$7 million, 6-bedroom, 8.5-bath entry.
I saw the other day, I saw a meme the other day that the left is going to go after Donald Trump next for not saving Kevin when he saw him at the store.
Oh, yeah.
because of that scene. They like cut it out of the movie.
Well, I saw something like if it were Joe Biden who he ran into, he'd be like, I don't know. I don't know where this is.
Yeah, no kidding. He'd be sniffing his ear or something. Wow. All right. Coming up, we will get to the Dan Buck segment, 7:35, and Tom Ackerman a little bit later. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.